Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Shaloha and welcome from Honolulu, Hawaii, from Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. You can join us Monday through Friday, 9:30 p.m. right here in Hawaii, on 99.5 FM, The Word, and in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. You could go to www.995theword.com or www.grace911.com. On your smartphone or your Android, download that mobile app. I'd like to introduce our featured pastor this evening, Pastor Kawa Kwan from the Lamb of God Church and Bible School Ministry.
Aloha, and I'm glad to be here.
Well, we can't forget my beautiful co-host, my forever bride, my awesome wingless angel, and ever so lovely and delicious ribeye, Lady Lynn.
I was going to remind you about the delicious ribeye, Bulla.
I saw you licking your lips as we spoke, yes.
And so let me just say, on this motivational Monday on President's Day, kombawa.
Kombawa.
Shrimp tempura.
I was wondering what that meant.
Ooh, I think I want to eat that tonight, Pastor.
Oh, yes. We want to have a good meal.
Welcome to the studio today, sir.
Glad to be here. And good evening, listeners. Free Inside sends the Lord's peace beyond all understanding to all men and women incarcerated. We've asked our Heavenly Father to bless our Hawaii facilities and dedicated ACOs at FDC, Halawa, Laumaka, OCCC, Waiawa, WCCC, and the 1600 Hawaii men in Saguaro Prison, Arizona. We've also prayed for the other prisons in Arizona, Eloy Detention Center, La Palma, Red Rock, and Florence, where we know the inmates are listening to the radio program, and mahalo for tuning in tonight. Now back to you, Lady Lynn.
Hey, mahalo, Pastor. Hey, shout out to Saguaro. We're leaving in 2 weeks. We look forward to seeing you there and also at Safford. You know, you don't have to be locked up to be locked out. And Free Inside thanks you, wherever you are, for tuning in this evening looking for a word of encouragement. We love sharing about Jesus. And as Pastor Boo says, it's like sitting around at home in the patio just talking story about our Lord and Savior. We thank Jesus for making a way for the Free Inside program on 99.5 FM The Word to go forth on the airwaves, and we're forever grateful for Salem Media Hawaii. Bulla.
Just a reminder to our brothers in Saguaro and the Safford facility, 9 days.
Nine days.
Because this is President's Day, and it's 9 days, wheels up. It's getting close.
It's single digit, Bulla.
Single digit.
Gotta pack.
Gotta do a lot of things to do. We humbly send a loud shout out to the Fishers of Men congregation that's out in Nanakuli on the west side of the island of Oahu as they continue to sponsor our Free Inside radio program on Grace 91.1 FM in Arizona. And that program is focused for our brothers from Hawaii and Saguaro, but everyone else listens also. Because you see, God's thoughts are so much higher than our thoughts, and we know that the Lord is reaching thousands in a community of tens of thousands that are incarcerated.
God bless you, Pastor James Byrne and Lucy Mayalona, for your vision to reach the lost.
Now, if this program has touched you, if you need a word of encouragement, just give me a call at 808-222-2822. Our mailing address, P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830. Want to remind you on our website, we've got a donation page if the Lord so moves you to partner with us. And remember, every dollar that we receive goes to ensure that this ministry continues to take the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ over the airwaves. Something else exciting on the website is you can sign up for the podcast. Mm-hmm. Every program that we have tonight is on the Free Inside Ministry podcast. If you have the iTunes application,
subscribe.
It's free. And you could be on the treadmill. You could be working out.
Listen
and you hit
your
podcast.
Convenience.
Just like you do with Jesse Duplantis, Tony Evans, T.D. Jakes. You've got Free Inside Ministry, free podcast.
Woo!
I just gotta let you know.
High five.
They don't preach like we preach. There is no other show in the United States of America that has a Hawaiian, Portuguese, a Popolo, a Samoan, and one mutt like me, and one Filipino chick like Lynn on the airwaves talking
Amen.
About Jesus. I'm telling you, it's the only way you want to go.
We the kingdom.
We're building the kingdom children. One soul at a time. Let your friends, your family know it's a Amen. Free podcast, Free Inside Ministry.
Podcast,
if you go to the website,
podcast.
You can sign up for it. It's right on the right-hand side, and that'll be wonderful. Well, you know, the one thing that I like about Mondays, especially when it's a holiday.
Ooh.
Ooh, lovely.
And when it's a holiday, we can play this all day long.
I know.
Pastor Kawa.
That's great.
I can see your stand-up paddle.
Stroke
stand
at a up time.
Board. One yes. stroke.
You have to close
time.
Your eyes.
Close your eyes. Mm.
The sun is setting.
Yes.
Pastor Kwan is going from the Eva side of Ala Moana to the Diamond Head side. Graciously and gracefully.
Yes.
Floating above the water.
Mm.
Splash! Okay, he just fell down.
Oh, I was in that enchanted moment.
Yes,
there.
I was too. Yeah. Oh,
we got to be real. We're a real program. We got to be real. Splash, okay?
But he's all wet now.
He's all wet. Thank you, Pastor Kwan. And, you know, it's beautiful to have you in the house. And
Amen.
You brought a great song, The Beauty of the Cross. And Amen. We just said Valentine's Day last week, but I kind of like Krista Lewis and The Beauty of the Cross.
Bye.
Amen. The beauty of the cross.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You know, it's just an old rugged cross. But, you know, Pastor, as we know, as a believer, our life begins
at the cross.
And for a non-believer, it kind of ends at the cross. And evidence of that, we've both done many funerals, is when you go to the funeral of someone that's a non-believer, man, they're crying, they're screaming. Yeah. It's sad, man. There's sadness everywhere. And it's always sad because that's the last time they're going to see that person.
That's right.
But when you go to the celebration of life of a believer, they're sad. They're crying. But then all of a sudden, there's the joy of the Lord that fills the room, because that's not the last time we're going to see that person.
Yeah.
We're going to see him soon. Not very soon, but we're all going to be together. So it's not goodbye forever. It's like we're going to get together again.
Amen. Yeah, man.
And that's going to be a joyous time.
Yes, sir.
But it's just the departure.
Of the body.
Separation. We miss each other. Like, I miss you guys.
Yeah.
You know, when I don't see you guys for a while, I miss you guys.
Hey, we get to see you once a week.
Yeah.
That's why
at least.
That's why you're Facebook. You can look at our pictures.
That's so
praise
true.
Lord.
Amen.
Thank God for that, too.
Yes, sir.
A message can go forth. And wow, that podcast that you created, amazing.
You know, it's free, free, free. So
free.
Nobody can grumble.
It's,
you know, and
free.
Like we say at our church, you know, it's you've got a prophet, you've got a pastor in front of you. You should listen to what that prophet or that pastor is saying, because sometimes you can get into a buffet line and get confused of what you're going to eat. So you need to honor the man of God in front of you. And with the podcast, Pastor, it's available to go around the world any time of the day. You can be on a treadmill. People on the treadmill, I don't know what to listen to. I don't know what kind of music. Don't listen to music. Listen to this. 28. Hey, if you're on the treadmill for 20 minutes, that's a good start. And we've got five different pastors.
I gotta tell you, I'm looking at the podcast right now, and this is perfect for a half an hour treadmill, bike.
Or if you're doing devotions in the morning.
It's all 29 minutes.
And you've got everything. It's the full complete program. It's everything from the introduction to the song to everything that goes in between. Because to be honest, Facebook Live, we can't put on the music because of the rules and policies and regulations. And that's okay. But to have an audio file available anytime, anywhere, any place, that's nothing but God.
Yeah.
This is so worldwide, true. I think.
Worldwide.
Worldwide. Amazing.
God is good.
All I know is with Pastor Via Muasal being one of our pastors on our pastoral team, these podcasts are being listened to in New Zealand, American Samoa, and all of the Pacific and Australia because of his circle of influence. And each of us, that's a beautiful thing. It's all of our circles of influence.
We all have
But you see, our circles all point to one place. Jesus
Christ.
Not about any pastor. It's all about Jesus. And that's why the Lord blesses the ministry team, because we remember where we're looking at. It's called Jesus.
Yes, it is. And we are what we advertise.
Amen, amen.
We're not selling nothing.
That's right.
We're just sharing Jesus Christ.
Just sharing Jesus.
And that's the goodness of this gathering. You know, it's no competition.
No.
We stand on the same team, and we're giving it all for Jesus Christ.
You know,
Team Jesus.
Never in our wildest dreams did we ever think it would evolve to where it is at today. This being our sixth year. To have a program like this where all we do is talk about the Lord Jesus Christ for 6 years, that's unheard of. But you know what? We serve a mighty God.
Mighty God.
Yes. And you know, this program, it just makes our family grow larger and larger.
It's true.
Yeah. We just become family with you. You haven't seen me. You don't see what I look like.
Family.
But we all family.
Hallelujah.
And I do dress up every time I come into this
room. You do.
Just for the glory of the Lord.
Kind of like the newscasters, right? From the from the chest up, he's got his suit on. From the bottom down, he get his surf shorts.
It's the Wednesday nights I worry about. It's the Wednesday nights I worry about.
His pudeo.
Yes.
His lava.
With amen.
Speaking of that lava, we want to share a lot of love.
Yes, lava.
That was a great segue. I like that.
I'm learning as much as I can, and every time I come into something new with you, that's why I love you guys. And to you, the listeners tonight, you know, you guys are very special to us. And you know, it is. And like I said, you know, we don't see each other, but we know each other.
Yes,
the Spirit of the Living God.
And
you tuned in right on time. You tuned in specially because God changed you. God is going to speak to you tonight through a Chinese Hawaiian.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise Jesus.
Kunifa Choi and all that good stuff.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. sweet sour pork and all that good
stuff. Woo-hoo. Really right there.
But let's get back to what Jesus want to tell us in the book of Romans.
Yes.
Romans chapter 10, verses 11, 12, and 13. The King James Version says it this way. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. But this is what I want to speak tonight. And it says here in the 13th, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Hallelujah. Woo,
thank God.
Well, you know, in my message Bible it's yes. got a little spice to it. And so this is Romans chapter 10, verses 11 to 13. Scripture reassures us, no one who trusts God like this, heart and soul, will ever regret it. It's exactly the same no matter what a person's religious background may be.
Thank you.
The same God for all of us.
Yes.
Acting the same incredibly generous way to everyone who calls out for help. Everyone who calls, help God, gets help.
Amen.
Amen.
In the Jesus book, it says, like, ego laris. Here we go. Got to warm up. Just like the Bible goes say, whoever trusts God, no way they're going to come shame. Because God going to do everything what he say. The Jewish people and all the other peoples, they're all the same. No more difference. Because get the one boss. And he the boss for everybody. He's going to do plenty for everybody that ask him for kukua them. Because the Bible goes say, everybody that asks the boss for help him, he's going to take them out of the bad kind stuff they doing.
Thank God.
We have not because we ask not.
Awesome. But I like what it first off says tonight. You know, it's written.
Yep.
And it is said. And what is said, God will follow it and God will accomplish it.
Amen.
And it first tells us right off, scripture say it. And it's written down. So it's written to the whosoever believeth people out there.
Amen.
And I know I'm speaking to a lot of whosoever believeth out there.
That's right, Pastor.
And that's the only requirement, man. Thank God for that, man. No financial statements in your applications to God. It has no financial statements, no job requirements, no this. Just whosoever believeth in him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And you know, tonight, and not only tonight, but now is the time. Hey, we're halfway through February already.
Almost about that.
Man, I remember a few weeks, hey, we just started February, and now we're halfway through it already.
More than half.
That's right. Oh, that's right. Valentine's is done. And once Valentine's is over, we start heading out to
the Bulla said, 9 days.
9 days. But I like what the Message Bible says. There's no difference. No partiality.
No matter what.
No matter what. And I like that.
No matter what.
They must have had some Hawaiian knowledge in
there. Yeah, I think so, Pastor.
Thank God for that. You know, they have that. You know, because it takes a lot of us, a lot of believers. We're praying for one another. We're believing for you.
Yes.
We're believing for all of us. We're pulling for the underdogs. We're pulling for those that have not. We're pulling for those that have. But they don't have what they should have. Jesus Christ.
Christ. Hallelujah.
But it says here, for all of us, whosoever shall
call.
Isn't that great, Pastor Bull? whosoever.
And that's that whosoever, Hannah, we're looking for. Because I remember it's in John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that
whosoever. Hey, we're all over the world.
Amen.
And that's great about it. All over the world. But the only requirement is faith. Because in the verse, it also says, faith cometh by hearing. And this is what this program is about. And not just this program, your churches
and
pastors.
Amen.
They're speaking faith of the word of God.
Into your life.
And this is the great message, the gospel message.
Yes, Lord.
Is the greatest weapon against everything that is out there. The gospel message can take someone with absolutely nothing, with a broken heart. What else? With blindness. What else? deafness. Yes, sir. What other disease that you could have? Mm. Anything possible. The Word of God shows forth all of this.
Yes,
but Pastor. All they have to do is believe.
Believe.
Have faith. Mm. And you know, in the scriptures, it also showed that many traveled, walked, actually, in the Bible. They didn't have transportation. They didn't have a rail system to take them, but they walked to see who Jesus was.
That's right.
They heard about who he is. Just like you who heard about the message that comes forth from all these different pastors from Free Inside.
Mm. Hallelujah. And
all you need to do is tune in to the radio program. And also to all these facilities that God has blessed to, that they have opened up.
Yes.
Men that are in these facilities, the heart of God touched them.
Canopy
and they opened it up.
Thank
for
you, Lord.
God's will to be done in there.
Mm.
And this is where the message is allowed to go in. Isn't that a great lady?
Oh,
Lynn?
That's so awesome, Father.
That faith can come. Mm. You know, it's written in a book, but when you can hear it from people that have gone through the hard times too,
amen.
People that have been lost, people had they know how you feeling. Those of you listening here tonight, they know how you felt. They've been there. They were busted, disgusted, and you know, some days they still go back to that. They still feel in such a way like that.
But we get back up
because faith. Mm, that comes
it
by
drives
hearing.
Us. Mm.
Faith, yes. We can hear something.
Faith in Jesus.
And it is that Word of God. That's the gospel,
yes, Lord.
Message.
Mm, that's simple.
It has to be preached. So simple. No requirement, but just believe. Isn't that great what that says there, Pastor Bula?
Well, you know, the wonderful thing about that is, you know, that when Free Inside Ministry comes, we're not about entertainment. We're not about the big show.
No ways.
We just bring the Holy Spirit. You know, whatever facility we come in, we come upon the command of the Lord Jesus Christ. And our prayer is that each of you come to know and have Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That's what our job is. And some of you might not agree with that. Some of you might not want to do that. And that's fine because we've given you the opportunity. And sometimes when you talk about the opportunity of a lifetime, ooh. It is only good for the lifetime
of the opportunity.
Tomorrow is promised to no one.
That's right. You know, it's so funny, Bula, when we plan to go and people go, oh, who are you guys going to bring? Well, the Holy Spirit.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Who is Jesus?
I think that's what's a challenge in the world today is we expect worldly entertainment, but we want a godly influence. It's not going to happen.
It doesn't work that way.
But I'd rather have someone with a godly influence come in there to take me.
Amen.
Like Jeff Rasmussen.
Awesome.
Great.
But that's what the Word says tonight. The Scripture saith.
Yes.
It's already written down. And then people are willing to do this.
Willing.
And just like you that are listening, just give God a chance.
That's right.
Be willing. Open up a little bit. I know you may not. We have come from different backgrounds.
Yes, Lord.
We have come from different experiences in life. And you know, some of us have gone through things that cause bitterness. And you know what? Hey, but Jesus loves you.
Mm.
Jesus loves you just the way you are.
Exactly.
You know, we're not here trying to fix you up, make you look good on the outside, cut your hair, you know, make
you
dress nice.
Are.
Yeah, but just be who you are as you can come in. Because God is no respecter of person.
That's right.
He's no respecter of man. But the Spirit of God, as long as he sees that faith, that's all. Just a tiny spot of faith that goes forth and it touches his heart. You know, I believe it was the last few times I came in here, I spoke about that woman with the issue of the blood.
Yes, sir.
And you know, he was in a crowd of people.
They were pressing in on him.
Mm-hmm. And he felt
her
issue come out.
Mm.
Yeah.
And just with that.
And she just touched the hem of his garment.
And I know some of you tonight, you might be in that same situation.
Amen, Pastor.
That Jesus feels you.
He knows.
In fact, he doesn't just feel. He's not. He created us.
That's right.
So he knows what we're all about.
Amen.
And he knows what we're all going through. And you know, that's why I just love the gospel. Just, I'm telling you, listeners out there, my heart has been changed. Mm. Just being a part of this
praise
team.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My heart has been changed. Praise my church has been changed.
Mm. Praise the Lord.
The lives of people that I come across, they've changed. And you're a part of that.
That's right.
And you're a part of all
you
of that.
You too can be changed.
From Hawaii all the way out to Saguaro and wherever else this place, this broadcast is.
Everywhere.
And it might be, maybe not just live, it may be 2 weeks ago you hear another message from the podcast. But that's the anointing that is flowing upon all.
Yes, hallelujah.
All that are speaking.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Different voices, different languages, different messages from God.
That's right.
But whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, and that's what we're here to speak to the whosoever. So you may be thinking you're not a part of this group. You are the whosoever.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to pray with you tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because God heard you.
Yes.
I know you say, Pastor, I never even say nothing. He heard you.
He knows you.
So let's pray tonight. Yes, Father Lord. In heaven, it is a privilege tonight to present Lord. To you the listeners of this program. Mm-hmm. Lord, they tuned in. And they may have something in their hearts, but Lord, you knew why.
You knew why.
And I pray in Jesus' name that this message, this night, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hear that one, and I'm going to help you to say it. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Help me tonight.
Help me tonight.
Help me to believe.
Help me to believe.
Help me to come to you.
Help me to come to
help
you.
Help me to leave those things.
Help me to leave those
in
things.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I accept you tonight.
I accept you tonight.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, we hope you enjoy the rest of your holiday today on President's Day.
Yes,
it's
I agree.
Motivational Monday. Tomorrow's Thankful Tuesday. We've got Pastor James Bird Mahilona in the studio. So two words, buckle up.
Buckle up.
You know how he gets, but we love him.
Pastor Kawa brings you in nice and slow.
Yeah, we
easy start, and steady.
I think that's when we start hitting the turbulence.
And Tuesday, whoop.
But that's the beauty of the Lord. Hey, you guys, remember, check out their website, freeinsideministry.org. Sign up for the podcast. It loads directly to your phone. I'm telling you, iTunes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, the devil is the prince of everything. He's the prince of the airways, but I still know who's the king of kings. And
yes,
the Lord.
Father.
We're claiming it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Your life will never be the same if you listen to us regularly. Why? Because you're going to be laughing so much, you're going to lose weight. Hey, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You got to know you're too blessed
to be stressed.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
We'd love to stay, but we got to go. So,
ahoy-ho.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.